Welcome back to the Tool World Podcast. I'm your host, David Jew, and I'm here with Master Jew.
Hello there, Mr. Jew.
Hello, hello. Okay, this week we're going to be talking a little bit about sine wave.
Oh, the infamous sine wave. Everyone loves talking about sine wave. All right, what is it?
I guess the question is the intermediate positions of sine wave.
What?
And, like if the legs are straight, what do we do with that?
Well, there are definitely rules on that, right? So what is sine wave? I think that's kind of what that discussion is all about. I think it's just a natural way that we move. And it's not necessarily really big, really small. It could be small, it could be big. I mean, sine wave happens when you run, when you walk, when you, any movement that you actually do, you actually create this sine wave. And what does that mean? That means you're at a high point and you go to a lower point, just like walking. You kind of, when you move forward, you kind of go to a high point and then you go down to the low point. That's kind of what sine wave is, right? And so you were saying about, well, what do you do when your leg is locked out, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what we say in sine wave. If your knees are bent, then we use knee spring. So you bend your knees only. Your feet does not come off the ground. Your heel doesn't come off the ground. However, if your leg is locked out, like you're standing straight up and down, then it's heel raising. So you lift up and down. So it's this idea of you get utilizing your body weight. You're moving it up and then you're lowering it. And that's where you get your maximum power. So when you drop your weight, that's when you can get, you're utilizing your body a little bit more. And that's how you can help increase your power.
So sine wave has an actual like degree to it, where we bend and extend that knee, right? If we extend the knee too much, like 180 degrees, then it's more like sawtooth wave, correct?
Correct, so your knee should never lock out. Otherwise it becomes more like a sawtooth wave.
Or if the knee is too much bent, then it's more like a horizontal wave.
If you maintain that knee bend throughout the technique, then it's horizontal wave because your body's not going up.
Right, no, I think if you bend it more though, because like if I'm moving forward, so my knee's bent like this and I move forward and I'm maintaining the same height, the knee cannot.
But sometimes you see sine wave where people go down too far.
Right.
It shouldn't be more than 30 degrees, I believe.
Right.
The sine wave, you shouldn't bend your knees more. So when you're not moving, like you're in a sitting stance, you bend your knees not more than 30 degrees, and then you come back up, but you do not lock out your leg, and then you go back down, not more than to the proper position, right? And that's what kind of defines sine wave. I think when you talk about horizontal wave, that's usually only occurs when, well, okay, is it a wave or not a wave? So if I'm just in a sitting stance and I'm punching and I'm not moving my knees at all, I guess that's horizontal wave, right? And if you're moving, your head or your body stays in that same position as you move forward.
Right.
And so your knee is basically kept in that same position.
Right.
Doesn't go up and down. You don't bend your knees. Is that what you're saying?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Well, my real question actually.
Okay, what's your real question?
My real question was leading up to this was like, so the sine wave, the knee bends about 30 degrees, right?
Right.
So if we look at like walking stance, or let's just take the example where our feet are together and the legs are locked out. So when we
raise the heel,
yeah, but or like in
or like walk wrong, sure,
and we raise up the heel. How high is too high? Because if you take that same idea, should it just be the 30 degrees off that floor and then down? Or do we bring it up more and then down? Do we come all the way up? And I think the same question can apply to like walking stance, like two punches fast with that back heel. How high does it come? Is that also 30 degrees? Does it come all the way up?
Well, that's a good question. No one's ever asked.
Yeah, sorry, I threw that on you right now. I didn't give you any time to think here.
That's a good question. I'm going to say, I mean, okay, so the encyclopedia does not talk about the degrees of the heel, how much should it be raised. We do know it comes up, right? And so when you think about that, but it does say that the sine wave, when the knees are bent, should not be more than 30 degrees, I believe it is.
We could totally be wrong about that number.
It's close, though.
It's close.
It's like 30 or 35.
Yeah.
It's around that area.
So if it's wrong, just know that we're going to look back at this later. And
We're human.
That number might not be right, but yeah, stick with us on that. Yeah.
And that's not easy to find, actually.
No.
You actually have to really hunt for that one.
Right.
Yeah, it's been a while since I reviewed that.
I think it is 30 degrees, though.
Right.
But let's just say it is, and if it's not, then...
Shame on you.
Shame on you, and we'll know.
Then we'll listen to us again.
Okay.
All right, anyway, so... So it's not a lot, okay? And so when, like, I see some students, so they're in a walking stance and they go down. They go really too far down. The knee is almost 1 inch off the ground. Mm-hmm. And then they come back up and then they execute the technique. It really is a little bit more subtle because when we think about that 30 degrees, that front knee is bent, mm-hmm. right? And it's not really bent a lot. But in a walking stance, you go too far, you're bending that front knee too much, mm-hmm. right? So it has to apply to that. I think that when we look at angles of when the heel is off the ground, like in rear foot stance, it's not more than 1 inch or 2.5 centimeters, I believe it is, off the ground. Mm-hmm. And so I would almost say that that's how much heel raise should be executed. Mm. But it's not stated.
Right.
All right? Mm-hmm. So what is right and wrong? Well, the more distance you can get, mm-hmm. you can have more power, mm-hmm. right? You can drop that weight. So if I was doing Wadrong, do I need power? Well, I need power. I need speed as well, right? Should I raise it too high, go up on the tippy toe, or do I do the Michael Jackson on the toes mm-hmm. and then down? Just natural.
Right. Just natural.
Just natural. And does it really matter? In some ways, it can matter because when you're in competition, some umpires might think that's too low. Some umpires might think that's okay. Some people might say that's too high. Mm-hmm. But then I guess that's why you have five umpires. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you get at least the majority of them.
Right.
Hopefully that's not why they would marking you off.
Right.
Hopefully it was something bigger than that.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say because, you know, people are really good and mm-hmm. you're looking for that little, you know. So it's interpretation about what you think is right and wrong.
Right.
I hate to say that, mm-hmm. but it's those details and what is the correct way of doing it.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
I mean, that's interesting because, when you talk about how much heel comes off on like walking stance, you're not moving forward. You're just bringing the back heel off the ground. Now take it the next stance, low stance. It to low stance. How high can you bring that heel up now?
Not much without rocking the body forward.
Right, because it's so much longer. But it's possible to do like a fast or connecting or whatever in a low stance. And so how high is that heel going to come up? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's not going to be as high as walking stance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You could try.
Yeah.
Right?
Haven't tried before. I don't even think my low stance is low enough. It's kind of too long of a stance.
Most people, it's not. They go, what stance is that? Are you sure?
Walking stance.
Looks like a short walking stance.
Slightly longer walking stance there. Okay, well, let's ask another question I have about like sine wave. And this is going to be for like walking stance.
Okay.
Let's just take two punches here. I executed the first one. My foot is pointed out 25 degrees in the back.
Here we go.
Now I do the second punch. As I do that, do I turn that standing foot forward and then back and then set it back down? Or does that hand just come straight back and then forward? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Got to make sure they understand.
Right, I know what you're saying because I teach this idea a little bit differently, right? Mm-hmm. And so when we're in walking stance, we're not moving forward. You execute Let's say the first technique, you move forward into left walking stance and you execute a four-fist punch. Well, the sine wave is down, up, down, because you're moving. The second technique, we'll assume it's a regular movement and not a fast motion, right? Mm-hmm. And so my heel would come off the ground, my knee would drop a little bit, so I kind of go down, up, down. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the knee is bent. But as I do that, because my back foot is at a 25 degree angle, I'm dropping my knee down a little bit. I'm squaring off my body like I was going to move forward. That's the way I always kind of teach it.
Right.
Is I was going to move forward, but I couldn't move forward, so I went up and I execute the technique, and so I drop my heel back down to a 25 degree angle.
Right.
And so when you do that, what happens to the back foot is actually pushes forward. Because I always kind of think of it like if I was in a run, if I was going to, let's say the running blocks, which way do I want my foot?
Forward.
Is it forward or,
yeah,
or sideways? You want it forward.
Right.
And so that's the way I kind of think of it. The second technique, I'm not moving forward, but I pull my rear foot straight forward so that it's like I'm shooting forward.
Right, right.
But then I don't shoot forward. Mm-hmm. So I just go up and then I drop down. That's why my foot moves forward and then back into the... Not everyone does that.
Right.
Right? Some people just go up on the big toe and then back down. Mm-hmm. Getting back to your question about the fast motion, because in some ways, the fast motion eliminates the
second down.
The second down or the relaxed position because it's too fast. We don't have time to relax and execute the technique. It's one, two, right? So the first sine wave, we go as we move forward, go up and down, and then you come up and you execute the technique. My hand's already executed. My other hand's already moving for the next punch, so it's that fast motion, right?
Right.
And so now I don't necessarily need, I don't have time to position my foot. I'm just already winding up. I don't go into this relaxed position. I don't, do you understand?
Right.
I just wind up and I execute the technique. So then in that case, I would not say the back foot should move forward at all. Mm-hmm. It just goes up and then back down.
Right, right. Are we running out of more camera battery here?
So I thought you were going to say you're running out of ideas on sine wave.
No, no. So we're going to wrap it up there.
Battery.
Yeah. Anyways, let us know your guys' thoughts on sine wave. And as always, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Taekwon.